Okay, so we're doing Ari Miklat and Makos Yidam and Aleph. So, if you remember, so the Gemara said, I mean, this is, we're not going to go into this part of the Sugya, but it's necessary for the background. It says, Yidam and Aleph, like halfway down, it says, Amar Rav Yochanan. It's like the sixth, seventh wide line. Amar Rav Yochanan, Harav Shagala Megalim Yeshivas Uimah. So if a Rebbe kills Bishogeg, so his yeshiva goes to Gaulis with him. He goes to Gaulis, and his students, his yeshiva, goes with him. Right? So the Gemara says, Eini, it's not true. Hama Rabbi Yochanan. But Rabbi Yochanan says, right? Same Rabbi Yochanan. Minayin ledivrei Torah shehim koltim. How do you know that divrei Torah themselves are kolate? Right? They protect the person. Shenemar, as Betzer Bamidbar, dot. It lists all the various Arimeklot. Fichsiv Basra, and then the Pasuk says, Vizos HaTorah. And this is the Torah, the Moshe, whatever. Maybe you could grab me a Gemara. Where is that? It looks like Dvarim. Yeah, okay, so it says, this is the Psukim. It says, after it introduces that you run. Oh, here, it's very short. It says, Oz Yavdil Moshe Sholosh Aram Be'evar Yardim Zoch HaShamash. So Moshe Rabbeinu set aside three cities on the far side of the Yardin. Lonus Shamo Rotseach, Asher Yertzach Zerib of Lidas, Vilos Lossin Lomit Moshe Shom, Vinas Alachas Mem Ha'el of Achai. So basically to for a killer to run to these cities. And it tells you what they are, as Betzer Bamidbar Beretz HaMisha L'Ruveni, as Ramos Bagidlo L'Gadi, as Golom Babashon L'Manashi. So there are three Shvatim, 2.5 on that side of the Yarden. So it's one, tells you the names of the cities. And then it says, Vizos HaTorah, Shasam Moshe, V'nei B'nei Israel. And this is the Torah that Moshe placed before the Jewish people. Eloi D'Sol Chukim, and whatever. So it says, what's the Smicha, Vizos HaTorah, between that and the Pesachim? So Rabbi Yochanan's Doresh, right here. Is there Rashi? I hope there is. Now I'll tell you what I think it means, but where is this? Is there one? Doesn't look like it, right? No. Okay, so I think what it means is that while you're learning Torah, you can't be killed. So you're learning Torah will protect you, just like Ari Miklat will protect you, even you're learning Torah will protect you. So therefore, what does the Rebbe have to go to Ari Miklat and he brings Yeshiva with him? He's learning Torah, and since he learns learning Torah, he's a person who's always learning Torah, so he's never going to be able to be killed by the Rotzeach, by the Gol Adam. So what's the whole point of him having to go to Ari Miklat? Right?
One more time?
Since he's learning Torah protects a person. The Gol Adam, the relative, can't kill him while he's learning. It protects him. Just like Ari Miklat protects him, the learning protects him. So therefore, why does the Rebbe have to go to Ari Miklat? Let's just let him turn the Torah and he won't have to even go to Ari Miklat.
Right. It's not a question on the fact that his yeshiva goes with him.
No, no, it's a question on him having to go in the first place. Right. So the Gemara says, Lo kasha haba in adasikba, haba in adalasikba. He says, yeah, it only works while he's learning. It doesn't mean, I guess Gemara thought, since his whole nature is he's a person in learning, right, he's always learning, or not always, but pretty much. So therefore, we'll protect him always, even when he's eating, whatever. So Kamash Malan, no. It does protect him while he's learning, but it doesn't protect him when he's not learning. So as long as the Gol Adam, we'll just sit there and wait for him to take a little break, and that'll kill him. So that's no life. That's no life. So therefore, he has to go to Ari Miklat, but in Echanami, the Gol Adam really wouldn't be able to kill him while he's learning. But I guess the Havina would be, no. See, a regular person learning is not going to help him. Presumably, more new. A regular person can't learning is, you know, you can't just say he's always protected because he learns every so often. But apparently, a Rebbe, you'd say his whole life is learning, so therefore, you'd think, apparently, that it would protect him even when he's not learning. Kamash Malan, it says, no, it only protects him while he's actually learning. Okay, it only protects him while he's actually learning. Okay, so a little further. Ibai Yisayim, or another answer, my Colton, what does it mean that they protect him? Mimalach HaMavas. Doesn't mean they protect him from the Gol Adam. The Gol Adam's allowed to kill him. Just the Malach HaMavas can't get him while he's learning. Like the famous stories, Kiha de Rav Chista, Rav Yosef Vigaras Vivei Rav, Rav Chista was sitting and learning in the house of Rav, V'lo ave kayachel shlicha de malach lemaves the mosa the mikrav legabe the lo ave shasik pume megirsa. So the malach lemaves, the shlich, the malach lemaves couldn't approach him because he wouldn't be quiet and learning. He kept learning and learning and learning and learning. So salik v'yasiv arza the beirav. So he went and he sat on the tree or something in the house of Rav. Right? Paka Arza. And the tree shook or something like that. Right? Shasik. And he was quiet from learning. Because I guess he wanted to look, checked it out. V'yachalai. And then the Malachah was got him. Right? So that's what it means when it says, learning Torah protects you. Doesn't mean it protects you from the Gal Adam, halachically. Just means it protects you from the Malach HaMavas to get you. Alright? But therefore, it's not a question altogether. You don't have to say the reason why the Rebbe has to go to Arei Miklat is because of the moments when he's not learning. The whole thing has nothing to do with Arei Miklat, even though it's written a limud from Arei Miklat, but it's a drash. It's really just telling you about how the Malach HaMavas works. Right? Okay, that's interesting, Gemara, isn't it? Pretty good. Okay, it's good to see that Gemara inside. I'm sure you've heard that story before. But I mean, it sounds like the first answer where the Gemara was originally learning, and that it's a halacha that the goal is collate. And just like, what does the goal don't care about Arei Miklat? You're not allowed to kill him in Arei Miklat. So you'd say, similarly, he's not allowed to kill you while you're learning. So what does he care? I mean, he cares about halacha, and that's the halacha. He's kolei. He's kolei him. And the goldam's going to come, and he's going to have to wait outside while all the guy's learning. I mean, that's what it seems like. Halachically, originally, the Gemara seems to be learning that halachically, it's a limud in Arei Miklat. It says, these are the cities, Moshe sent, and then Zos HaTorah. So it's saying, like, Arei Miklat works the same way as learning. Or learning works the same way as Arei Miklat. There's two things which are kolei, learning and Arei Miklat. Right? Strange halacha. Strange halacha. I mean, you can understand saying Arei Miklat is kolei, but I mean, learning is kolei. It's like a weird. That's a good question. It seems like it would work for anybody. I mean, like Gemara in the Havmina apparently held. The theory would work for anybody, but anybody's only going to learn sometimes. The Rav also learns most of the time, and therefore you think that it always works. Kamash Balah, no, it only works when he's learning.
There's practically no chance for the guy to get him.
Right. By the Rav.
Yeah.
But it could be, no. I mean, if according to the Havamina, it could be is that it seems the Havamina would work even when he's not learning. Right? So, right, the Havamina. Maskana, right? And why? Because I guess you'd have to say because since he learns the rov of the time or whatever, so therefore it's enough. And, you know, you can get him in other times also. Mashallah, no. It only works while he's learning. And since it only works while he's learning, so now you got a problem. What's he going to do when he's not learning? He can't watch his back all the time. So I guess what you should try to do is try to make sense halachically of that point. Of saying is that the learning is going to protect you. And they go down.
In the Havmina?
Yeah, in the Havmina. Or in the Havmina, or both. I mean, it doesn't really matter. It's the whole idea that it could be protected because of the learning. I'll tell you, by the way, just as another fact. I don't think this is Mashma in the Gemara, but I'll tell you what the Ritva says. He says, because Pirish, on Menayan Levi Torah Shein Kolden, Kosal Gadaitach, the Bo'i Lomar Shev Beis Midrasha Kolta. Where I thought that his Beis Midrash would be called at him. Would be attacked him. That the Gemara thought that the Beis Medrash would be like a miniature Yer Miklat. And if he couldn't kill him in this Beis Medrash, just like you can't kill him in Arei Miklat, you can't kill him in this Beis Medrash.
Just because of his physical structure? Or
yeah, it sounds like it. It sounds like the walls of his Beis Medrash is like a little fortress, right? And the Kamash Malah, no, it doesn't work that way. It's only while he's actually learning. The place itself. So in theory, the Rebbe can just move into his Beis Medrash. What does he have to go to? What does he have to go to Arei Miklat? Let him just move into Beis Medrash. Kamash Malah. No, the Makom is not going to be called at him. It's only the activity while he's actually learning Torah. So it's not going to work. But he He apparently didn't like saying the Havamina is that Talmud Chacham is just Potter. You know, he just protected. Why? Because he learned the Rebbe. Because he learned sometimes or usually. Like, yeah, but what is he still? What he's not learning? So he's saying is the Havamina was that it would only work in the Makom of the Beis Medrash.
That's a very specific case.
Well, no, that's the Maskana is while he's learning in the Beis Medrash, or like, is Maskana also holding by that idea that it has to be in the Beis Medrash? Or is Maskana saying, no, it doesn't do with the Beis Medrash, it has to do with the Maisa of learning? That's not clear, I guess. It's interesting how he's putting that into the Gemara, though, you know? Okay. Yeah, okay, good. So just as a first step, just to define this thing halachically, before we get into the whys of it, what's the idea then the Talmud Torahs call it? So just, like Matt's saying, I think, but just, it's almost pshat. Like, the Gemara is saying that you have, there's such a thing as a makom, which is called it. I mean, he's Nein Lodam. Means he's subject to death. Now the Ari Miklat is a location which is called it, right? The thing is, there's a location. And so far as he's in that location, he's protected. So the thing is, besides for there being a location which protects him, there's an action which protects him. And so far as he's Osik in Talmud Torah, that also protects him. That's what it's saying. Vizos HaTorah. It's Betzer Bamidbar above these locations. Vizos HaTorah. Torah is also called it. So it means what affords him protection, there's two different types of things which afford him protection. There's certain locations that afford him protection, and certain activity which affords him protection. And you could say, philosophically, you're saying maybe like he's worthy of existence, when he's in Ari Miklat, he's trying to be involved in Tshuva, and you know, ideas, something like that, and he's learning Torah, he's involved in ideas, something, you know. You say things like that, philosophically, why it should be that way. Like, the goal of Ari Miklat is to get him to do tshuva, to get him involved in ideas. So here, the activity of Talmud Torah itself is that you don't have to go anywhere. The activity itself is good. You know, but halachically, you're just saying is that that's the limit. That who's to say Ari Miklat has to be only about being in a certain place. So the activity itself is called. I'm not learning like the Ritva, that it's in his base medrash. So really, don't say that at first. Right? So it's the Talmud Torah itself. And then you could have a question within that. Is Talmud Torah only while he's learning, or even when he's not learning? He's a gavra of Talmud Torah, whatever. But the idea is that it's the Talmud Torah, which is, you know, there's the varying levels of azaska. So when you're actually doing it, and then you could say, look, the gavra is always osik or something. So the Rebbe is always osik in Torah on some level. So that's a further question about how, you know, what type of an involvement in Torah is going to protect him. Right? Whereas the Gemara's second answer apparently holds no such thing like this, right? There's no such thing like this. Only the Makom is Kolet. You don't say anything like this. You don't say that besides for Makom being Kolet, there's also an activity of Talmud Torah, which is Kolet. Right? So the question is, could we go any further in that Machlokes, I guess? And there's one question. Yeah, logically. And furthermore, is it possible to unify those two? Like, or is it just that there's two things which are kolet? You know, the makom is kolet, and an activity of Talmud Torah is kolet. Or is there some way we can unify those two things halachically? You know, halachically, is that possible, or do you just have to accept that the limud is that there's two kolets, and the machlokes is there two kolets, or is only one? So makom and an activity, or the second answer, no, it's only an activity. You know, I'm sorry, it's only Makom. Or is there some way to to unify the two things, in which case you could somehow sketch an idea that the first sheet holds by this unified idea which could incorporate both of them, and the second answer holds no. Different idea which doesn't lend itself to incorporating, you know. Same basic idea. So. Yeah, okay, so something like Matt saying. That the question is, what's the nature of the mechaper, the collate of Ari Miklat, right? Is it? So one way is it's the makom, simply the location. The location is what's collate, what protects you, what's mechaper, right? So if that's the case, so then you can't extend that to learning. Learning's not a makom, right? But the other way to learn is it's not essentially a din in the makom. It's essentially that he's involved in Mecha and Kapara. It's a certain involvement of the Gavra in Ari Miklat. It's not the fact that he's in a location. It's not like he's on base. It's a certain involvement in Arim Eklat, in the life of Arim Eklat, which is Mechaper. And if that's the case, then the Torah could say you could have the life of the Hesaskas in Arim Eklat and as a Mechaper, as a Kolayt. Or you could just, not in Arim Eklat, you could have the life of Talmud Torah. The involvement of Talmud Torah itself could be a Mechaper, could be a Kolayt. In other words, if it's the involvement, if Ari Miklat is about a certain type of an involvement, where you say, oh, intrinsically, the fact that you're in Ari Miklat defines you as being involved in certain ideas, in a certain life, then you could extend that to learning, because that's also an involvement. But if you say that Ari Miklat is essentially, it's then of like, it's a base, it's like home base, it's a look, it's a zone, so then it doesn't make, you can't extend that to Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is very nice that you're involved in nice ideas, but halachically, with Mechaper, the way a collate works is that you have to go to a certain location, and it's essentially about the end of a location, so learning doesn't have a location, so it's not going to work.
Part of the taskus.
Yes, right. That's what you say. It's like being there itself creates a taskus in the Arim Eklat, because that's where you are. You're defined by where you are. That's like we said. We had said something like this, by the way, if you remember, by the idea that that there's six and there's 42 cities. The six cities work even if he doesn't have any of that not knowledge, without das. But the 42 work only if he has das. So we said something that it's really it's the involvement in Arim Eklat, which is the Mechaber. And in the six, he's automatically involved in Arim Eklat because that's the definition of the cities. But in the 42, since they're defined as just Amari Leviim, he's only involved in the Arim Eklat insofar as he is das, that's what he's doing. You know, so we said that type of an idea there. You know, I don't know if it necessarily is, you know, maybe you could differentiate between the two, you know, I don't know if you have to say they're the same, but I'm saying that kind of an idea that there is a mindset about it. Because you'd ask, well, let's say you don't think about it. So let's say in Echonami, in the 42 cities, it doesn't work. If you don't think about it, it only works in the six, but the answer is those cities, their very identity is Arim Miklat. So you don't have to think about it. That's like the nature of the life and of living in that. You ran to those cities. That's what the cities are. So you're involved in it automatically by being in the city. But by Talmud Torah, you have to actually, you can be involved in ideas which bring a person to Kapara, whatever ideas they are, even just simply by sitting and learning in those matters, or whatever, anywhere. It seems like the Ritva was not willing to tolerate that it's not a din in the makom. It seems like he held it definitely a din in the makom, and the Havamina is that the makom, you could have the makom of Arim Eklat, but you could also have a makom of Beis Medrash. It's like the Beis Medrash itself would be a, or at least in the Havamina. I mean, I don't know, maybe the Maskana he still holds by that? I'm not sure. I'm not sure what he holds in Maskana.
It's
but
really
he,
like two things then.
What?
It's really like two things then.
If you say the Maskana he changed.
No.
And oh.
The makom.
Yeah, I guess you'd have to somehow unify, like as a makom of ideas or something. So Arim Eklat's like a makom of ideas, and like Beis Medrash is also a makom of ideas. Something like that, you know. But then I guess the answer would be Arim Miklat, the nature of the makom, even if you're not involved in those ideas. But in the Beis Medrash, it's only that makom insofar as you're involved in the ideas. You're not learning, you're sitting in the Medrash, it doesn't work. But the Arim Miklat, it's like it's a place of living. So that works, even if you're not involved in ideas, that's where your dira is. Something like that, you know? So I'm not sure, it's an interesting question, whether it's legitimate to universalize. Like, it's kind of a big chiddush, you know? It's like defining how does Arim Miklat work? Does it work as the makom, or does it work as the involvement, you know? Like, you could just say, everyone says it in the makom. Like, if you didn't have this, you could have seen that everyone says it in the makom. And now the Torah is just saying, it's, oh, besides for a makom being kolayt, also an activity is being kolayt. But then it's like, you have to say, like, your Torah's positing, like, a double kolayt. Totally different things without any unification at all. You know, maybe philosophically, but halachically, there's no unification at all. So the question is it legitimate, does that question legitimize saying, learning the idea of Arim Miklat differently, such that it's the involvement in Arim Miklat that is kolayt, such that, you know, you could now extend it and unify the Talmud Torah together with that. You know, I'm not sure. I think it is, especially because we already had that idea, so it's not like such a major chiddush, you know? It's that type of an idea. But anyways, this could just be, it's like that's the idea of unifying. You have two different things, as you could always explain anything by just saying there's two totally different things. But the idea is that if there's one result and there's two things which are bringing about that result, So the way knowledge works is that you try to find the unification between different ideas, and there's like an economy of halachic structures in general. It's like